I want to present to you a model of Kwakwala inflection, and I'll be giving you some data sheets with a much better version of this. For now, I'm giving you a pretty rough, short version in the chat window. Inflection is a technical term that linguists use for the little words, the short words and endings that are required to make a complete sentence. When people say that someone's speaking in broken English, usually what they mean is they're leaving out the inflection. For example, me go store, me buy rice. Those are examples of broken English sentences. Those are perfectly understandable and they have good words in them. What they're missing is the inflection that sticks the words together. So a fluent English sentence would be, I'm going to the store, I'll buy rice. And the in I'm going to the store, the the ing, the to, the, these are examples of inflection. In Kwakwala, we have to worry about inflection at the clause level, at the participant phrase level, and at the verb level. So Kwakwala inflection is quite complicated. On top of the fact that there are several levels of inflection, all of these little words and endings tend to get smashed together and they contract. Which makes it even harder to tell where one piece of inflection ends and the next one begins. All I'm going to do today is lay out the model, the skeleton that I have in my head when I'm analyzing a Kwakwala sentence. And I still have not filled in the skeleton with all the little pieces. So I know some of the pieces of inflection. I don't know all of the pieces of inflection. So earlier today we were talking about an ah at the end of a word, and I know I've heard that ah many times, but I can't say what it's doing. Where does that fit in? I know it's some kind of inflection, but I'm not sure how to analyze it. Here's the stuff that I think I do know something about. The structure of the clause in Kwakwala is predicate, agreement, participants. So you've all noticed that one of the most noticeable differences between English and Kwakwala is that in English, the first thing in the sentence is usually the subject, which is the most important participant. So, for example, the eagle was flying, the eagle comes first. But in Kwakwala, we might say, patli quick. And so patla comes first, quick comes later. So English is a subject first language. Kwakwala is a predicate first language. The predicate is what is happening in the sentence. The participants are the people and things that we're talking about. So in my example, the eagle is flying. The eagle is a participant. Flying is a predicate. I've put a capital A in my notation here. That represents agreement. So one of the pieces of inflection that is sometimes required in a Kwakwala sentence is agreement. The agreement ending will agree with whoever the subject of the sentence is. In the case of Patlida quick, I is the agreement bit. Now let's talk about participant phrases. So in number one, I've said that clauses usually contain participants. I put it in brackets to show that the participant is not always mentioned. In Kwakwala, the participant is usually there either as a full participant phrase, like the eagle, or as a pronoun, like it. So for example, I saw it, I might say dukulintlach, dukulintlach. Compare that to dukulintlacha quick. When I say dukulintlacha quick, I'm using a full participant phrase for the eagle, ha quick. But when I say dukulintlach, I'm representing it just with a pronoun. A pronoun stands in for a noun. That's what the name pronoun means, for a noun. Participant phrases in Kwakwala are marked with determiners, and this is what I'm representing with a capital D. And determiners have parts that come before the participant and parts that come after the participant. If the participant consists of more than one word, that after bit comes after the first word of the participant. So I saw an eagle, dukulintlacha quick. I saw a big eagle, or I see the big eagle, which is right there. I might say, Dukulin tlahua walasech quick. Dukulin tlahua walasech quick. So they're the inner part of the determiner is the ech, and that comes after walas, because that's the first word of the participant phrase. If quick were the only word in the participant phrase, then ech would come after quick. Dukulin tlahua last, let's talk about the inflection with transitive verbs. Transitive verbs are verbs that have at least two participants. We can compare these to intransitive verbs that have only one participant. Examples of intransitive verbs are walking, standing, sitting. These are one participant verbs. The technical name for that is intransitive. Examples of two participant verbs are see, watch, take, give. Give is a three participant verb because one participant gives a second participant to a third participant. But generally, we'll be concerned with the difference between intransitive or one participant verbs on the one hand and transitive or two participant verbs on the other. This is a very important topic in Kwakwala because Kwakwala marks objects using case. There are two main cases that we have to worry about in Kwakwala: the accusative case, which is marked with a back X, and the instrumental case, which is marked with an S. So, transitive, whenever we learn a transitive verb, we have to learn how it marks its objects. Now, most transitive verbs mark their objects with the accusative case, with the X. So, dukula is an example of this. I see the eagle, dukulin tlacha quick. So, the X there is marking the fact that eagle is the object of see. And like most transitive verbs, dukula takes. But some verbs take s, use the instrumental case for their objects. An example of this is bo, bo meaning to leave. If you treat it as a transitive verb, to leave a place, I left the house, the object of bo is marked with instrumental case. Bowen plasa gyuk. Bowen plasa gyuk. So bo is an example, is one of the few verbs that uses that marks its object with instrumental case. We also have verbs that take dlu or ka'e. So for example, qiqiyud is an example of a verb that marks object with dlu. Qiqiyud, dlawi dana. I'm talking with Dana. And ka'e is also used. An example of this is in the story of the brave pig, when Johnny trades goods for the pig at the beginning. Trade goods is t'ayup. Iupi Johnny Kaeda Gusu. Johnny traded goods for the pig. So whenever you learn a new transitive verb, you have to learn how does it mark its object with accusative case, that's the back X, with instrumental case, that's the S, with glu, or with ka'a. This has been a short lecture giving you a skeleton of all of the inflection in Kwakwala. All of the inflection in Kwakwala falls into one of these three categories or levels. The highest level of inflection is at the clause. Every clause is marked with agreement. I said every, but that's not true. So lots of clauses have zero agreement. Every time you make a clause, you have to know, does this have to agree? And if so, which agreement ending do I use? The next lower level is at the participant phrase. Participant phrases are marked with determiners, both at the beginning and at the end. And the third level is transitive verbs. Transitive verbs mark their objects with case or with glu or with ka'a. I just realized I should have mentioned a fifth type of transitive verb. There are also verbs that introduce objects with la. So I believe if I give something to someone, the to phrase will be with la. So that's a fifth way of introducing another participant into a clause. Diana just gave us the sentence, t'owen tlach dana sa'tlitna. I gave Dana the grease. T'owen tlach dana sa'tlitna. And this is an example of a three participant verb. Give is a three participant verb, and the person given to is marked with accusative, so in tlachtena, and the thing given is marked with the instrumental, sa tlitna. But we were looking for an example of la. So I wanted to tell Mike, I'm listening to you, and I said, hutlilin los. Hutlilin los. That's an example where the object is marked with la. So we just heard the example comparing tlachwala nukwin plus versus tlachwala nukwin los. Both of those sentences mean I love you. The difference is technical. Tlachwala nukwin plus is marking its object with the instrumental case. Tlachwala nukwin los is marking its object with la. I've written out this example, Dukulin Tlach. This is a one-word sentence that has a lot going on, Dukulin Tlach. And I'm trying to analyze this using the framework I've just given you. So Dukulin Tlach, the un is, the untla is agreement. That's the agreement that's required to complete the sentence, and it agrees with me because I'm the subject. Then there's a back X that is a case marker. It's marking the accusative case because the thing that I'm seeing is an object of Dukula, and Dukula takes accusative for its object. Last, there's a determiner or pronoun that shows that it's D2. And the full form of that is uch. But when we put the determiner uch with the case marker ch, they're pronounced ch. They contract. So this is an example of how all these little bits of inflection in Kwakwala tend to contract together, which makes it harder to see which part is which.